4 days after Mexico's presidential election, there's still no clear winner. With 98% of the votes recounted, the conservative candidate Felipe Calderón had retaken the lead by a razor-thin margin over former Mexico City Mayor Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Sunday's election was the most competitive in Mexico's history, and it has polarized the country like no other. NPR's Lourdes García Navarro joins me now from Mexico City. What is going on? Yesterday, López Obrador had taken the slight lead. Now Calderón is ahead. Lourdes, what's happening?
Well, you know, dramatic, tumultuous. You can bring out the use of almost every single adjective for this election. All throughout the day, leftist candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador had a tiny lead over his rival Felipe Calderón as the official tallies came in. Now, in the last few hours, Calderón has overtaken López Obrador. Let me stress, the margin of victory here is so small. This is such a tight race. It seems this last-minute reversal has happened because results from places where Felipe Calderón had a lot of support came in last, the north of the country, for example. It seems the party of López Obrador was contesting the count in those areas, which caused a delay in the final tallies being sent in.
And of course, this election is pitting an avowed leftist against a strong conservative. As you said, it's tumultuous. What is the atmosphere there? How are people reacting to what's going on?
Oh, my God. This is the closest presidential race in Mexican history. People are extremely divided here, and this process of finding a winner has polarized, I think, the country even more. You couldn't have two leaders who are more different. Andrés Manuel López Obrador says that the poor must come first. He wants to create vast public works projects to give them jobs if he becomes president. Felipe Calderón is a Harvard-educated technocrat who believes in free market policies. The two candidates don't seem to like each other very much, and they've been slinging insults throughout the campaign. And each of their respective supporters are pretty hostile to each other, too. So it set up a really contentious atmosphere here in Mexico.
It also sounds like no matter what the final results are that they're going to be challenged.
Well, you know, López Obrador has charged fraud already earlier in the day. He wants a full recount of all the votes cast. Yesterday, they only counted ballots from contested ballot boxes. So there had to be some discrepancy in the tally sheets, or the boxes had to appear to have been tampered with in some way in order for the ballots to be looked at individually. Mexico's election authority has already said that the law does not allow for a full recount of every single vote cast. There were incidents today at most, if not all, of the 300 district-level election offices where the count has been taking place. Disputed boxes were opened, and there were indeed discrepancies. And I think that's going to provide the leftist candidate with grist for a legal challenge. So what happens now is that the parties have 4 days to lodge any complaints once the final certified results come in. There is an election tribunal that arbitrates any disputes, a kind of supreme court for any election disputes. And they have until September 6th to declare the winner. Their judgment is final.
So it's going to take a while before anybody really knows who the next president of Mexico is going to be.
I think that is probably very, very likely.
All right. Thanks so much for talking with us, Lourdes.
Thank you.
NPR's Lourdes García Navarro in Mexico City.